Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is hit by the pitch. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Agee steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Ward moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on McLain. Ward moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Peters drops the ball. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Northrup moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Northrup moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Causey. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Causey steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters bunts towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first, with McLain covering, for the out. Weiss moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Peters scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Oyler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Price pinch hits for Denny McLain. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oyler moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Bob Locker now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Northrup moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Kaline scores. Northrup moves to third. One out. It's 2-1. White Sox. Gates Brown pinch hits for Ray Euler. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Johnny Padres now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Ward now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.